I see are swirling checkerboards in front of me. It's amazing what the mind can do. Oh, hey. Oh, we're on the air. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to go deep down the rabbit hole today. But first, we're opening the door at the beginning. So we got the Jim Troopas and the note from Cheesebra. You know, and I'm sure that same note was sent to the other states that had the false electors, and probably a couple other ones that didn't choose to go with false electors. Either way, there was a false elector plot, and the idea was to go and make sure that there was an issue on the 6th. And apparently there was a meeting on the 4th that involved one of our senators.
Well, it seems like this was in case, you know, this false elector plot wasn't successful.
So the idea was they were going to send the false electors instead of the other electors to be opened up by Pence.
Correct.
And then they switched it over.
And so that needed Pence to play along.
Yes.
That had a role for Pence to play, and Pence seemed pretty torn about it, apparently, because he was calling up former vice presidents like Dan Quayle, and Dan Quayle told him, "You'd be a moron if you did that. That's awful. Do not do that."
Yeah. And he said, "I'm not a Mormon. I think he's Protestant, but either way."
Something like that. Yeah. But so, like, Pence knew about this false elector scheme too, though, because people must have been lobbying him to do it. Why else would he be calling former vice presidents for advice?
Yeah.
It seems like he was pitched on what the plot was. And had Pence went forward with it.
Hey, look, at least give Pence credit. He at least checked with somebody. Can I have some sort of moral compass here? Because everyone around me doesn't have one.
Yeah. And so that day there were calls for him to be hung. There was a gallows built on the Capitol Mall.
That's not a spur of the moment thing. And it's just anybody who's ever built literally anything can attest. That's not a spur of the moment thing.
Not even that, but like, obviously, people just don't show up with that equipment to just be like, "Yep, I'm gonna just."
I was building something else.
I was planning to be here and build a different thing with all of this wood and rope and things like that. But nope, I'm gonna do this instead. Pence had a role to play, but apparently, a separate subplot that was going on at the same time, January 4th. Trump had a team of lackeys meet in D.C., and they wanted to use the NSA. They wanted to use intelligence gathered by the National Security Administration, I believe, NSA.
Yeah.
I want to say it's the agency. And they wanted to use NSA data to say that there was foreign interference in the election of 2020 as well, so that they could use that as a guise to throw out the election results, put the country into a panic, and contest the election that way instead if their plot of false electors did not succeed.
By the way, this meeting was convened by MyPillow chief executive Mike Lindell. I'm reading in the Journal Sentinel here. Ron Johnson participated in a January 4th, 2021 session at a Trump hotel on the potential delay of the election certification. Ron Johnson was one of three Republican U.S. senators to attend a January 4th meeting convened by MyPillow chief executive Mike Lindell as loyalist to Donald Trump. But to be fair, I don't know if this is fair, but the Washington Post reported that Johnson attended the meeting virtually.
Oh, okay.
So
he's just there via Zoom.
I'll listen to what you say. I'm being open to it, but just listen.
I'm not going to show up to the hotel
where
you're all meeting.
You know, great.
But
the Post reported, quote, "What the senators heard from a handful of presenters were some of the most fantastical claims among those alleging that the election had been stolen, including, according to Kramer, that the 2020 vote had been influenced by foreign powers and the proper investigation required gaining access to voting machines around the country."
I think it's important to throw out there, though, for the false elector thing to go through, they needed a senator to object on the Senate floor.
Yeah.
On the floor of Congress, they needed a member from the House and a member from the Senate to object to the electoral votes being cast. And for a while there, it didn't seem like anybody was going to do it. And then Cruz was kind of like, "Oh, I think I'm going to do it." And then Josh Hawley was like, "No, I'm going to be Trump's lackey and I'm going to be the one to do it." But Senator Johnson's name was floated around in that circle as well.
They asked. They came to
him. Yeah. And And so obviously he had a role to play in this as well, similar to Pence. And so I would be curious to know what the senator knew and when he knew it in regards to these,
yeah, because these theories that were floated. Even if he didn't participate, which I would hope he did not, he got the ear and didn't say anything.
Right, because so again, at least. His argument after the violence that occurred on January 6th, Ron Johnson was saying, what did Nancy Pelosi know and oh, why didn't she do more to prevent this? Uh-huh. But it seems like the chair of the Homeland Security...
His gag.
His committee overseeing domestic terrorism, it seems like he should have maybe known a little bit more if these ideas were being pitched to him at that time.
Again,
Ryan,
when you're worried about crazy conspiracies as much as you possibly can and are being brought into, you know, I don't know, meetings in Russia in January or July 4th and meetings in January 4th. He's a big one for crazy meetings on the 4th. Good for Ron Johnson.
Apparently.
I don't know, man. What did our other U.S. senator do? She's doing something with algorithms. She's actually trying to address the fact that when I say something, my Facebook puts up ads for whatever I was just talking about. Things like that. She's actually caring about getting down to the nitty-gritty of actually helping what's going on.
Standing up to big tech.
While Ron Johnson is just...
using NSA data to maybe...
Or being or asked, alleging, hey, you happen to have the wheel of his gag. Can you go ahead and say something, too? By the way, this is my pillow chief executive, Mike Lindell. He's going to tell you about the election. What? How do you...
So... Yeah, Wisconsin,
as a senator, I'm sure you have to hear pitches from a bunch of idiots all the time. I get that, but...
Well, somebody's got his ear special, too, though, because the ivermectin, the bleach, all of the different weird...
Why not gargle?
Yeah, why not gargle? Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. Seems
didn't
like Wisconsin...
used to be ridiculous, just used to be disagreeable. That's about it.
Yeah, but we're seeing that we're kind of ground zero for a lot of the stuff that occurred... after the 2020 election got thrown into contention. We got a quick break coming up here, but we see your calls stacking up. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.